Welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and unsettling novels on the GCSE curriculum, Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Whether you're studying with AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The themes, the characters, the symbols, the exam technique, and those all-important quotations that examiners love to see. So grab a pen and paper, get comfortable, and let's get into it. This is going to be a good one. Lord of the Flies was published in 1954, just 9 years after the end of the Second World War. Golding had served in the Royal Navy and witnessed firsthand the capacity for human beings to commit acts of extraordinary violence and cruelty. That experience shaped this novel profoundly. He was responding to a tradition of optimistic adventure stories, particularly R.M. Ballantyne's The Coral Island, and turning that tradition on its head. Where Ballantyne's boys were noble, resourceful, and civilized, Golding's boys descend into savagery. The message is deliberately bleak. Given the right conditions, any of us could become a monster. Now let's talk about what the novel is actually about. And I don't just mean the plot. Examiners are not interested in plot summary, they want analysis. But you do need to know the story well enough to select the right evidence for any question. A group of British schoolboys are evacuated during a nuclear war, and their plane is shot down over a tropical island. There are no adults. Ralph finds a conch shell and uses it to call the boys together. He is elected leader, with Jack, the head of a choir, as his main rival. Together, they establish basic rules. Keep a signal fire burning, build shelters, maintain order. But gradually, Jack's obsession with hunting takes over. He paints his face, forms a tribe, and offers the boys something Ralph cannot. Excitement, meat, and the thrill of violence. Fear of a mysterious beast accelerates the breakdown of order. Simon, the most spiritually perceptive of the boys, discovers that the beast is not a physical creature. It is the darkness within the boys themselves. He is killed before he can share this revelation. Piggy, the voice of reason, is murdered when the conch is smashed. Ralph is hunted like an animal. Only the arrival of a naval officer, himself engaged in the violence of war, saves him. The novel ends with Ralph weeping for the end of innocence and the darkness of man's heart. That final image is crucial for your exam. The naval officer represents the adult world of civilization, yet he too is part of a war. Golding is suggesting that the boys' island is simply a microcosm, a small-scale version of the wider adult world. Savagery is not unique to children. It is universal. Now let's explore the major themes in depth because this is where your marks are made. The central theme is civilization versus savagery. Golding presents these not as opposites that exist in different people, but as competing forces within every individual. Ralph represents the impulse towards order, democracy, and rational thinking. Jack represents the pull towards instinct, dominance, and violence. The island setting is crucial here. It is a place outside the structures of society, and without those structures, the boys' true natures are revealed. Golding uses the island as what we call a microcosm, a miniature world that reflects the larger human condition. The signal fire is one of the most important symbols of this theme. When the fire burns, it represents the boys' connection to civilization and their hope of rescue. When it goes out, particularly when Jack lets it die to go hunting, it signals the triumph of savagery over reason. There is a devastating irony at the end of the novel. It is the fire set to smoke out Ralph, a fire of destruction that finally attracts the naval officer's ship. Civilization is rescued by an act of savagery. The theme of fear is equally central. The boys' fear of the beast drives much of the novel's action, but Golding is making a sophisticated point. The beast is not real in any physical sense. Simon's encounter with the Lord of the Flies, the pig's skull on a stick, is the novel's most important scene. The skull appears to speak to Simon, telling him, "Fancy thinking the beast was something you could hunt and kill." The beast, it says, is part of the boys themselves. It is the capacity for evil that exists within human nature. This is Golding's most profound and disturbing claim. We cannot destroy the beast by hunting it, because we are the beast. Loss of innocence is another key theme. The boys begin as school children. They still wear their uniforms, they still use adult language and structures, but gradually the trappings of civilization fall away. The painted faces of Jack's tribe are particularly significant. The paint is a mask that allows the boys to abandon their individual identities and moral restraints. Golding writes that the paint gave Jack the liberation into savagery. This is a chilling phrase. Savagery is presented not as a burden, but as a release, something the boys actively want. And then there's the theme of power and leadership. Ralph's democratic leadership, based on the conch, on discussion, on shared responsibility, is contrasted with Jack's authoritarian rule, based on fear, violence, and the promise of immediate gratification. Golding seems to be asking, which form of leadership is more natural to human beings? His answer is deeply pessimistic. The boys overwhelmingly choose Jack. Democracy, reason, and civilization are fragile constructs. Savagery and tribalism are far more seductive. Now let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the novel is only half the battle. You also need to know how to write about it in a way that earns marks. The most important thing to understand is the assessment objectives. AO1 is about your interpretation, your argument, your personal reading of the text, supported by well-chosen quotations. AO2 is about the writer's methods, how Golding uses language, structure, and form to create meaning. AO3 is about context, how the historical, social, and biographical background shapes the novel's meaning. And AO4 rewards accurate spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Here is the single most common mistake candidates make. They describe what happens instead of analyzing how Golding creates meaning. If you write Jack becomes more violent as the novel progresses, that is description. If you write Golding uses the semantic field of hunting, words like compulsion, urgency, and frenzy, to suggest that Jack's violence is not a rational choice, but a primal drive, that is analysis. The difference is worth several grade boundaries. The second most common mistake is bolting on context as a separate paragraph. Examiners call this the context dump. A paragraph that begins, "Golding wrote this novel after the Second World War," and then has nothing to do with the rest of the essay. Context must be woven into your analysis. For example, Golding's description of the boys' tribal rituals echoes the wartime propaganda he witnessed, suggesting that the capacity for mob violence is not limited to children, it is a feature of adult society too. See how the context is doing analytical work? It is supporting an argument, not just providing background information. The third mistake is treating the novel as a simple adventure story. Lord of the Flies is an allegory. Every character, every symbol, every event carries a deeper meaning. Ralph is not just a boy, he represents democratic civilization. The conch is not just a shell, it represents the rule of law and the right to speak. The Lord of the Flies is not just a pig's skull, it is a manifestation of the evil within human nature. When you write about the novel, always ask yourself, what does this represent? What is Golding saying about the human condition? Let me give you a model paragraph structure that will work for almost any question. We call it PEEL, point, evidence, analysis, link. Start with a clear point that directly addresses the question. Then embed a short, precise quotation as your evidence. Do not just drop a long quote in and move on. Then analyze the language choices in that quotation. What specific words has Golding chosen, and what effect do they create? Finally, link to context or to the wider text. Here's an example. The question is, how does Golding present the theme of fear in Lord of the Flies? Your paragraph might begin. Golding presents fear as the primary force that destroys civilization on the island. When the boys discuss the beast, Ralph admits things are breaking up. The verb breaking suggests not a gradual erosion, but a sudden, violent fracture, as though civilization is a physical object that can be shattered. This reflects Golding's post-war perspective, having witnessed the rapid collapse of European civilization in the 1930s and 1940s, he understood that the structures that hold society together are far more fragile than we like to believe. Notice how that paragraph does everything. It makes a clear point, uses an embedded quotation, analysis-specific language, and integrates context seamlessly. That's a level 4 paragraph. Now let's talk about some key quotations you absolutely must know. These are versatile. They can be used for multiple themes and questions. First, Ralph wept for the end of innocence, the darkness of man's heart. This is from the final chapter, and it is perhaps the most important line in the novel. It works for themes of Loss of Innocence, Civilization versus Savagery, and Golding's Moral Message. The noun phrase, darkness of man's heart, echoes Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, suggesting that savagery is not an external threat, but an internal one. Second, maybe there is a beast. Maybe it's only us. This is Simon's line in Chapter 5, and it is the novel's central thesis stated plainly. Simon is the only character who understands the true nature of the beast. His insight is spiritual and prophetic. He is often read as a Christ-like figure. Third, the conch exploded into 1,000 white fragments and ceased to exist. The destruction of the conch in Chapter 11 coincides with Piggy's death. The verb exploded is violent and sudden, mirroring the violence done to Piggy. The phrase ceased to exist is chilling. It suggests that the concept of democratic order has been annihilated, not just damaged. Fourth, he began to dance and his laughter became a bloodthirsty snarling. This describes Jack, and the verb snarling is animal imagery. Golding is showing Jack's transformation from a human being into something more primitive. The word bloodthirsty is particularly powerful. It suggests that Jack does not just accept violence, but actively desires it. Fifth, I'm frightened of us. Ralph's admission in Chapter 10 is a moment of devastating self-awareness. The pronoun us is crucial. Ralph is not frightened of an external beast, but of what he and the other boys are capable of. This connects directly to Golding's central theme. Now for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does the conch symbolize, and what event signals its final destruction? The conch symbolizes democratic order and the right to speak. It is destroyed when Roger levers the boulder that kills Piggy in Chapter 11. Question 2. What is the significance of Simon's encounter with the Lord of the Flies? Simon's encounter reveals that the beast is not a physical creature, but the innate capacity for evil within human nature. The Lord of the Flies tells Simon, "Fancy thinking the beast was something you could hunt and kill." Question 3. Name 2 ways in which Golding uses the island setting to reflect the boy's moral state. The island initially appears as a paradise, the Coral Island, reflecting the boy's initial innocence. As the novel progresses, the setting becomes darker and more threatening, with the scar left by the plane crash suggesting damage from the outset. The fire on the mountain reflects the boy's hope. The fire that destroys the island at the end reflects their savagery. Question 4. What does Roger's behavior throughout the novel suggest about human nature? Roger represents pure, unchecked sadism. In Chapter 4, he throws stones near Henry, but deliberately misses. The taboo of the old life still restrains him. By Chapter 11, that restraint is gone entirely. Golding uses Roger to suggest that without social constraints, some individuals will pursue cruelty for its own sake. Question 5. How does the ending of the novel undercut any sense of rescue or resolution? The naval officer who rescues Ralph is himself engaged in a war, the very war that caused the boys to be on the island in the first place. His presence suggests that the adult world is no more civilized than the boys' island. The officer is embarrassed by the boys' behavior, but Golding implies that adults are equally capable of the same savagery on a larger scale. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant sections of your notes. Let me leave you with a few final thoughts to take into your exam. Lord of the Flies rewards candidates who think about Golding's intentions, what he's trying to say about human nature, and how he uses every element of the novel to say it. The best responses are those that treat the novel as a carefully constructed argument, not just a story. Every character is a symbol. Every symbol has a meaning. Every meaning connects to Golding's central thesis, that the capacity for evil is not something external to us. It lives within us all. Use your context, post-war pessimism, Golding's naval service, the response to the Coral Island, but always make it work analytically. Use your subject terminology, allegory, microcosm, pathetic fallacy, semantic field, but only when it genuinely illuminates your analysis. And above all, keep coming back to the question. Every paragraph should be answering the question, not just discussing the novel in general. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.